Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk today. These are your belated, ever so slightly, Comic Talk headlines for February 28th, 2020. Let's get into TV streaming. And this is potentially our most substantial, short of the rumor mill. So first off, we have an update on the Lost Boys scenario, the issues that the CW is having getting this show to air. I don't know if it's the CW or just the producers involved that are having the issue, but either way, we have a new cast for a new pilot for the Lost Boys, and nothing has been made available other than the casting. So let's go over the casting and then we'll talk about speculation. So first we have Brandon Cook, Lincoln Jones, and Ruby Cruz have all been cast as Michael, Benjamin, and Elise, respectively. Elise was not in the original movie, though the character that she was based on was, and the character she's based on is Star. So they originally in the movie were played by Jason Patrick, Kiefer Sutherland, and Jamie Cruz, all respectively. So Brandon Cook will be playing Michael, who was originally played by Jason Patrick. Lincoln Yunes will be playing Benjamin, who was originally played by Kiefer Sutherland. And then also Elise is now being played by Ruby Cruz and was originally played by Jamie Cruz. Wait a minute, that's right. Interesting. Anyway, so yeah, casting for the new show. Speculation. I don't know. So because the original pilot that they shot never leaked and we didn't get the opportunity to see it to see, well, this is potentially why they cut it. This is potentially why it didn't get picked up, so on and so forth. No real understanding of what to expect from this new pilot, except to say that maybe they're going a little less narrative driven, narrative being social narrative, not narrative being story narrative. So maybe they're going a little less social narrative driven and they're just trying to make a good show. It seems to be that is a growing consensus amongst developers and producers and such, unless you work for the BBC, apparently, but that's a whole other story that we're not actually going to be covering in this episode. Interesting. We'll be excited to see what they let out about the new episode, the new cast and everything before it happens. But we don't have anything else, so we're moving on. Next, we're talking about Netflix and their dedication to anime. So in an effort to continue giving more original content than their competition, because right now Netflix really has that entirely in the bag. Most other streaming platforms really have like 1 to 3 original shows and everything else is back catalog. Netflix has a fair amount of back catalog, but they've got a slew of originals. And keeping up with that, I mean, Amazon notwithstanding, because they're second by a long shot in that they have a lot of originals as well, but everybody else doesn't really have a whole lot of original content. Anyway, so in keeping with that, they have just signed deals with 6 new anime creators. I'm going to be reading a fair amount of this, so I apologize if it's awkward. But we have, first is Clamp, which is a manga collective that was responsible for the Cardcaptor Sakura franchise. And then we have Mari Yamazaki, whose Therme Rome manga has actually been made into 2 live-action films in Japan and is wildly successful in Japan, so it'll be interesting to see what they bring to the platform. We also have Asian names, I apologize. These are difficult for me to pronounce. So Shin Kabayashi, who did the Kindiachi Case Files. Yasuo Otagaki, who did Mobile Suit Gundam Thunderbolt, which is great. Mobile Suit Gundam, always a win. And then Otsuichi, there we go. Otsuichi, who did something called Goth that I'm unfamiliar with, and Tao Ubukata, who did Murdoch Scramble. So if you're familiar with the things that they have made previously, then that'll give you an idea of how they're going to, what they're going to bring to Netflix. Like I said, I'm really only familiar with the Mobile Suit guy. Everyone else was a new name, but it's still, I mean, they're noteworthy in their field. So for them to be brought into Netflix, I'm really interested to see, because we have the Americanized anime that Netflix is doing, like Castlevania, the new He-Man series, and a few others. And so it'll be really interesting to see what they can do to actual anime, the stuff that comes from Japan. It'll be really awesome. I'm very, very excited to see what comes out of there, but that's all we've got. So now we're moving into our last piece. I know I said it was substantial, but that kind of telling, right? Our last piece for this one is Day of the Dead, not Dia de los Muertos. Sorry, again, can't talk. Not Dia de los Muertos, not the Mexican holiday. But the movie, the George A. Romero movie, Sci-Fi owns the television rights for it, and they just ordered straight to series 10 episodes of an adaptation of the George A. Romero classic. This one seems like it might serve as a kind of prequel to the movie. Based on the synopsis that they gave us, it's the first couple of days after the zombie apocalypse happens. Whereas the Romero movie, I feel like covered a larger period of time, but I very well could be remembering that wrong. There's a lot of zombie movies that kind of get jumbled up between my ears. So yeah, super interested to see what Sci-Fi can do with that. Though, I don't know, they've had some pretty good stuff in the recent past, but if you go further back than like 2 or 3 years, it's kind of all garbage, right? So, yeah, interesting. That's all we've got. Moving on, now we're talking movies, and our first piece is a little more meta, not specifically movies, but I wanted to add to the movie section because it was a little slim. So, we've got Bob Iger. If you haven't heard or you don't know the details, then listen up. If you have heard or you do know the details, then you're just going to be sitting through it again. So, Bob Iger stepped down voluntarily Tuesday. Like, I was seriously publishing the first portion of the episode. I was publishing all of the audio portions of the episode and going through just my regular Facebook feed and saw this. Maybe it wasn't Facebook. Maybe it was, I don't remember, some feed. No, it was in YouTube. That's what it was. There was a breaking news coverage on my main page on YouTube that was talking about this literally as I was uploading episodes. It drove me crazy. But, so Bob Iger stepped down Tuesday after I had already gone to post. Iger is stepping into a new role over at Disney, but only for a year. He will be the executive chairman for Disney Corp overall. In his place, he is going to be Bob Chapek, who formerly was the chairman of Disney Parks. So Iger is easing the transition of his replacement by sticking around to say, all right, this is how we run the day-to-day here, which can be a great thing. I've seen a lot of speculation talking about, well, what's the future of Disney Plus, and what's the future of Lucasfilm, and what's the future of the MCU? Effectively, that is why Iger is staying, is so that nothing is the future, nothing different anyway, is the future than what we are already expecting out of those properties. So, as it stands right now, no reason to lose your mind, because everything will remain status quo unless Iger leaves at the end of 2021 and Chapek just goes nuts. So, interesting. Definitely going to be keeping our ears open for any new developments there. But then our only other piece also has something to do with a very famous man in Hollywood stepping out of a role that he probably should be taking, but isn't. Indiana Jones 5 just lost Steven Spielberg as the director. He is still producing the movie and will be a, quote, very hands-on producer, unquote. So exactly what that means is, I mean, he's done things like that in the past, so it'll very likely have his fingerprints all over the project. But he specifically wanted to, I believe the way he put it was something along the lines of he wanted to pass the Indiana rope or the Indiana whip to the next guy. And the next guy right now they want James Mangold. This is not rumor. This is Disney saying, hey, we want you to come direct our movie. Mangold, if you don't know, was the guy who gave us the Ford v Ferrari. I mean, he's got a bunch of movies in his past also, but most recently and most awesomely was Ford v Ferrari. So yeah, definitely also be keeping our ears open. Mangold has not signed anything yet. Disney has just made it very well known that that is the man they want for the job. Also made it well known that they have a couple of backup choices as well. So now let's get into the rumor mill, shall we? All right, so this one kind of bounces around a little bit. We go Disney, Battlestar Galactica, Star Wars, Mummy, Disney. Okay, Disney Plus, I should say. So first and foremost, we have Wolverine. Yes, we are finally getting, we've got all these rumors about other mutants going on and how they're going to introduce mutants. And it seems now that Henry Cavill, who has been rumored to be heading to Marvel to some degree, is being now specifically rumored to be playing Wolverine, or at least be specifically rumored to be offered the part of Wolverine. And in which movie and or Disney Plus streaming app or show would he be playing this? Captain Marvel 2? I feel like there's a better way to do this, but I'm okay with it. So Captain Marvel and Wolverine have kind of had back and forths a number of times in the comic books, so that's, you know, understandable. And recently, and we've talked about how Feige is using comic books as a testing ground, but recently there has been a dust up between Wolverine and Captain Marvel. I believe issue number 14 of the most recent Marvel run has them kind of coming together. So that might be a good clue that this is at least a possibility in this new movie. Sorry. Also attached to this, and this is a rumor we kind of brushed by when it originally was announced months and months ago, but apparently The Rock is being rumored to be taking the role of Namor in the MCU. So he's going to be Black Adam in the DC Extended Universe, and then he's potentially going to be Namor in the MCU. So is this the way he's going to get to fight Henry Cavill in a movie, is Namor versus Wolverine? That would be freaking awesome. Thank you very much. And next. So now we have a new rumor about Shang-Chi. This new rumor says that we might be seeing mutants in the MCU much earlier than we originally planned, because there has been, actually there were multiple sources who were quoting this as being WizKid is being rumored to be in Shang-Chi. WizKid, if you don't know, confined to a wheelchair, but can make mechanical items from his mind, which is interesting, but he would be technically our first mutant in the MCU, which could be amazing, or it could just be a really random aside thing that we don't really get a whole lot of story to. It's a rumor. We don't know. We're moving on. So now we're on to the Battlestar Galactica. We have a different rumor. This is from a different source saying that it's that the Battlestar Galactica project that we know is somewhere in development will not be a series, and it will now be a reboot, but it will be a movie. So it will be just retelling the story from the series, and the X equals Y and B plus A, and it's just such a jumble right now. I'm just going to give you the rumors, and I honestly don't think this one holds as much water as the series rumor. I feel like the series makes a little bit more sense, and just the nature of Battlestar makes more sense in a series. Maybe it culminates in a movie. Maybe that's the direction it's going, but I don't see them doing a reboot movie. They were trying to do a movie years ago, and there have been producers attached to this project. Very specifically, we have Red Sparrow and John and Constantine director Francis Lawrence attached to the project, 50 Shades Freed producer Michael DeLuca attached, and Lisa Joy from Westworld also attached to potentially be producers on this project. I just don't buy it. I feel like they might be attached to be producers. That was a rumor that happened a few months back. I don't know how substantiated that ever got, but theoretically, that could be a list of producers. Sure, I still don't see it being a reboot movie, though. I see a series being the most likely direction that they would take this, just because that's a giant story, and you don't want to upset your fan base. You want to expand the world that they love. They tried that with Caprica. It didn't happen, or it didn't end up as well as it could have, even though I kind of loved the Caprica series. Let me know in the comments if you're with me on that. But I don't think the movie rumor has a whole lot of legs, but it's just a rumor, so we don't know. So we're moving on. Next, we are moving into the Star Wars universe once again. High Republic, again, announced last week. Super excited for it, or announced earlier this week, rather. Super excited for it. We got a list of announced projects in the new Project Luminous or High Republic. However, so let's break this down just for a second before we get into the actual rumor. So Project Luminous is a larger entity than this Star Wars High Republic era. At least that's the way I was interpreting things. It seems that Project Luminous is High Republic and earlier, and so that's all of the things that they're going to be doing. So High Republic is a section of Project Luminous, is the way I, again, have interpreted the information. So a lot of people are saying that Luminous has become the High Republic. It does not sound like that is the case to me. It sounds like Luminous is a much larger thing, and the first chunk of Luminous that we're going to get is all of this High Republic hubbub. All right, so that being said, we got The Light of the Jedi is the first novel that is going to be published. This is not rumor, this is fact. Charles Soule's novel, Light of the Jedi, will be the first published work from the High Republic. Also, it is going to be, and this is the rumor part, it is going to be the first movie project that we get from the High Republic. So that could be really interesting. Attached to this rumor is another rumor saying that the person that Disney is looking to play the lead for this Light of the Jedi movie or whatever is Jodie Whittaker, the 13th Doctor. 13th Doctor? Current Doctor Who. 15th? I can't remember. I'm not a huge Doctor Who fan. I'm sorry. Generally nerdy, right? Not specifically nerdy. Anyway, so the name, and we've seen pictures of her. The picture with the Jedi Wookiee, the blonde lady that's next to the Jedi Wookiee, that's in front of that picture. Apparently that is going to be part of the cover for this movie, and she is the lead of that story, or it's part of the cover for the book. She is the lead for the story. Her name is Avar Chris, and the rumor says that she will be played by Jodie Whittaker. Having not really watched a whole lot of this current season or run or whatever with the Doctor Who, I can't say my personal feelings on it, though it does sound like this could be pretty divisive still, even though that's what Disney's trying to get away from. Who knows? They're just rumors, though, so we're moving on. Next is The Mummy, and not the traditional Universal Mummy, but the Brendan Fraser version of the Universal Mummy, is going to, according to this rumor, be rebooted, going to be remade, with Ryan Gosling as the center and not Brendan Fraser, whatever. This one, maybe they are going to be remaking The Mummy. Ryan Gosling, though, I feel like if any part of this rumor is true, that's not it. So that's that rumor. And then our final piece for this episode is Falcon and the Winter Soldier. We have some more potential leaks. So this is your warning right now. This very well could be a leak. I feel like it's more rumor than leak. So we're not going to get too far into the details, but we are going to brush across it pretty quickly. So apparently there is a new Super Soldier serum that is going to be introduced in the Falcon and the Winter Soldier series. And it's going to involve time travel. It's going to involve mind control. That mind control is going to be the reason why Sam Wilson and Bucky Barnes both refuse to take it. And also there's other rumors about Bucky's programming not being 100% out of his system. Not that they're trying to discount Shuri's work, but that's, you know, motivation for a plot, right? So there's rumor that there is going to be a new trigger word for Bucky, and then that's going to be a whole subplot throughout the series. So those are the rumors. I kind of dig the Falcon and the Winter Soldier bit, not gonna lie, but that's all we've got for rumors, guys. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com for all of the other podcasts that we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go deeper into these nerdy bits plus much more nerd news action, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.